So this Marine goes to a house of ill repute, and the hooker looks down at him and says, "Who are you supposed to please with that little thing?" And he says, "One happy Marine."
One happy podcaster. Get it? It's a reference.
One to happy the,
to your,
to my,
your pecker.
To my memoir. As the French call it.
I already said this on the Periscope feed, but happy International Women's Day, everyone. This
Too
is going to be a
early.
Really equality-filled feminist show, I can already tell. We're
it
leaning
is.
That
like
way.
Most of them are.
Mm-hmm.
It is, because we're going to discuss Kim Kardashian's nude photo, Bette Midler's reaction to, and the fact that I would still do them both. Why not? Equality.
Sure.
Both
they're famous.
Opinions which we should
Girl
really
power.
Think highly of.
All right, this is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. Funny how that works out. Completely coincidental. I am joined today by the beautiful Pete Maybe and
Hello.
The handsome Butters.
See, I like that. I like that you're switching up the gender roles.
Delicious
there.
There
Butters.
You go, a little gender play.
Wouldst thou like the taste of butter?
Not in the
butter
Thai dance club
on
sense.
Everything.
Are we talking the witch?
Yeah.
A little bit? Was
we
that,
could.
Oh, I
that, I'm excited to hear that.
I no. just, to hear the movie? You're yeah. going
to
show up and
I'm
close your
that.
Eyes?
I don't go to movies anymore.
He just watches them radio style, like mm-hmm. like an old The Flash episode.
I do. I sit in my car
the
and
Phantom.
I listen
That's
to,
I was
like,
for.
You're a little boy laying on the living
hot,
room floor.
Hot Jazz Saturday Night.
I love Hot
gun
Jazz
smoke.
Saturday Night. Oh,
God.
My God.
I'm terrible.
NPR
if I, if,
is the
if
best.
I had a garage, I'd be dead by now, because I always drive home and I just sit in my car and listen to it for a while.
Oh, okay.
And then just drink a couple beers.
I gotcha. Should I get you like a length of HVAC tubing?
Rubber hose to put it right back into the
pretty
car?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it's getting pretty serious.
Sounds
so.
Like you got that death wish, and I just want to give you a little
I don't have a garage.
I feel like hump. That would make you legally, you know, involved.
Culpable?
So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe
suicide is illegal.
Maybe if I scrawl the words, you know what to do on the side of it.
You can buy another man pipe.
Sure.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, as the old saying goes.
Yeah, that's just a customary Danish house greeting, housewarming gift, you know.
I brought you the pipe.
There's some pipe and flugen. I think that's what they
that's
call
how
it.
That's how a lot of porn started.
So, yeah, we've introduced you guys, the website inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done. There's a lot of them. There's almost 500. And normally we would be like, oh, we're going to plan a big 500 festivity thing. But you know what? $4.99 will roll around. I'll talk to Pete for about 10 minutes with what we're going to do for 500. None of it will come to fruition. 500 is going to sound just like 501 and 499.
I will try my damnedest to do something. And I don't know. We'll see if John wants to do it or not.
For all the listeners out there, this is all reverse psychology, and it's going to be the greatest podcast episode
going
that's
to be
ever
amazing.
Been recorded.
And it's happening.
Yeah.
Right now.
Why?
Just kidding. Right now.
Why? Don't fill the boys' heads with hopes and dreams.
I don't see why
it's
it shouldn't
gonna happen.
Everybody join in.
It's not going to happen. Stop trying to make 500 happen, Gretchen.
Good one.
Thank you. Thank you. And before we get rolling, a happy birthday to Will. A lot of longtime listeners, my brother, they know Will. He was on the show for a while. He is turning 33.
Oh my God.
Tomorrow. So yeah.
It's a handsome man.
I don't like it when the younger brother, the kid brother that I used to beat up when we were wee tots and he was just like an infinity younger than me. He's 33 now. That makes me old as dog ass. Like I'm so close to the
not
grave.
By much.
And I it takes older and older people now to tell me you're still young. And that kind of depresses me too. That there's like this big like I remember when I would go to strip clubs as a young lad, like 19, 20, actually I started 15. 21, so 22, 20, exactly.
Yeah. We all remember our first time.
It was me and the rest of the guys at Porky's. No, so I would go and every dancer is just like, oh, you're just a baby. You're so young. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, about four
you
or five
now.
Years ago.
They
yeah.
stopped saying that.
And I'm like the vampire Lestat. Yeah. Suddenly, I'm there to drink of their young life force.
You're like, okay, what do
I
you
am
need?
Decrepit. Yeah, it stopped being you're the baby. It's just, oh, you belong here. Like, where
welcome.
Were yeah, it's been a while. Good to see you again.
But full disclosure, birthday. I thought Will was older.
A lot of people say that. Is it what? Yeah. What is it that makes you think my brother's older? Is it that he's taller?
I think it's he has less hair. That's like definitely a given. I think
take that,
like,
Will. Happy birthday.
Yeah, he likes it that way. He likes his shaves.
He rocks it.
We've talked about that.
The shaved
times.
Head is a good thing. It's a binary, I find. The women that don't like it are just, they'll never talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And the women that do like it pretty much walk up, touch your head, and then whisper in your ear, "Will you F me?" It's more or less that. Like, if I can't
as long
tell
as it's
you,
not full chemo. If it's like,
well, that's when the eyebrows are gone too.
Peter Russo from House of Cards, maybe.
Oh yeah, you're saying you like eyebrows. You wouldn't have sex with powder.
No, with a pile of powder.
Oh, you like?
I don't know how that would even be accomplished.
The movie powder. Oh, no, you little millennial thing.
Oh, what am I gonna do?
Adorable. You'll Google powder later, and then you'll be like, you know what?
And I'll read the synopsis and
I'd tug him
it.
Off. He has a good soul. That's what you'll tweet.
I don't think so.
So. You like it when they have the horseshoe and they just shave down the horseshoe.
Yeah, like who was the overseeing guy in the X-Files?
Oh, the Italian guy in real life. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
He had a thing going on.
Okay.
He was working.
I know who you're talking
baldness.
About. Wow, that guy was like 50 then. Look at you, Butters.
But that was like him being a silver fox who didn't have any silver, but who might have if he was not bald.
He was a chrome fox.
He was a crumb.
He was a flesh fox.
Exactly. Ooh.
Yeah. That's not so good.
The newest sex toy to hit the market.
Flesh fox. Yeah. It nips at your clitoris and then it leaves a horrible smelling pee on everything. Sorry. That's a weird fact I know about foxes. Their pee is so bad.
Oh my gosh. We had a squirrel problem in my old neighborhood. My
they
mom
have stinky
thought,
pee too.
No, but my mom thought the best thing to do would be to go to a hunting store, buy some vials of fox pee, and pour it all over our garbage. What it ended up doing was attracting foxes to the neighborhood, not scaring off the squirrels. And someone's neighborhood cat got eaten.
They're just humping garbage.
Okay,
thanks a lot, Mom.
That just stopped being funny. We crossed into a zone
we're not comfortable
with. Oh, you
just crossed John's line.
Dead
the cat.
Cats.
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Moment of silence. Pour out your waters right onto the console.
If you wish.
Get us in trouble. Okay. my fox story is back when I lived with the madre, and she had some foxes under the shed or some crap, and she got an actual trapper, like you can picture a Canadian guy in a fur hat, but it was just a dude with a cage, and he left the cage in the back. And one day I come home from work and there's just this little fox in the cage, and I'm like, aren't you adorable?
That's cute.
And I grab it, like the cage, not the fox itself.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
I'm not full-blown artard.
Let's see how this flesh fox works.
So I grab it by the cage. I'm like, yeah, bite this flesh fox. And he did, because I'm only that big. And I dump the cage onto the back patio. And I guess like the only form of protest he had left was to just piss and piss. And it was so vile, you could smell it in the house. And my mom was like, why in God's name did you do this? I'm like, how often do we have a baby fox? Like... you have to usually be
you have to touch it.
A heavyweight champion to have weird animals trapped in your backyard. Like Mike Tyson had a white tiger, but he, you know, knocked out Trevor Burbeck in 20. Like, that's how that works. I'm like, all I had to do was grab a cage that had a fox in it. And the price we're paying is some piss smell. Grow up, kid.
Well, here's my question. Why did you move it onto the porch just so you could see it from inside?
Yeah, like I wanted
just to stand at the window.
I
and
just,
I
wanted
that's
to like
my fox.
Walk by at night because the trapper guy was coming the next day. I just wanted to like walk by eating a hoagie and be like, that's my fox. Then later at the night, I'd be in my boxers brushing my teeth, like, still
that's
my fox. Yeah, it's exactly it. Like, it was just cool to see it pace and all that stuff and
pee all over the place. And
yeah,
stink
and
up the joint.
It somehow got through a closed door and. It took probably like 2 weeks.
That's
like,
strong, huh?
Yeah, the next day I had to hose everything off with soap and water, and you could still smell it if you walked out for about 2 weeks. And it was bad. It wasn't like it
disgusting.
Smelled like lilacs and peaches and a young girl's bosom. It smelled like bleach that was given to someone as an enema and then came back out.
What does a young girl's bosom smell like, John?
Like dreams.
Like how
hopes
young?
And success.
How young are we talking?
Well, if we go too young, it smells like those markers you had as a kid when you're
that
you know.
Begs the question.
I'm going to say 18 in this jurisdiction.
Okay,
and
good answer.
16 in others.
Kind of still a weird answer.
Yeah, you know, you're not.
Maybe you're recounting to
Chloe Moretz's age.
I've watched
maybe.
A lot of Law and Orders, kid. Gonna have to work a little harder.
A lot
than
of
that
spoo
to out flesh fox me. Mm.
So, have you smelled skunk piss then?
This is like a weird thing
like a
I do.
Skunk on
no,
the
I'm
side
just saying.
I don't have like an animal
as,
piss
is
library.
It as bad?
Where I'm like, oh, what vintage of skunk?
You never had any trying to come up and have sex
nice
with your cat?
Gerbil for tonight. No, I don't live
Quick,
in a Warner
get
Brothers
the
cartoon.
Laboratory pee.
I've never seen a skunk try to rape my cats. What? No, I'm well, sorry. We trampled butter. This fresh flour.
Sorry, one tried to rape my dog.
I said,
really?
Yeah.
What?
A skunk.
How? How,
I don't
try
to
how
have
large is your
dog?
And how
small,
big was the
it's
skunk?
Corgi.
It's a corgi.
Yeah.
How big
so
was
like
the
skunk size?
Oh,
I don't
my.
Know.
Oh, no.
Actually, it looks like a fox.
I don't know
sort
that
of.
Corgis look
I
like
think
foxes.
They do.
If I had to lay money, I would say a skunk is too little to rape a corgi. But I think we have just come up with the next reality sensation.
No, yeah. I don't like that.
Really?
Poor little corgis.
Or
like,
viral
what?
Video.
Oh.
It will just.
Why would you do that to the corgis? They're the queen's dogs.
It will. Okay, get
make
this.
It steaks.
Hear me out, Butters. I know that you have the millennial prejudice working for you, but hear
against
me out.
Rape?
Exactly. We call the show "Can It Be Raped?" And then a question mark
Ken.
Appears after "Can It
you
Be Raped?"
Rape it.
But there's a paw for the little dot under the question mark, so you know it's only animals.
I don't think that. That is still okay.
So, that's sort of an okay. That's sort of a gray area, right?
I think it's very gray. Yeah. There's a lot of animal rape.
You can just turn on
as the producer. I
the
can get behind this.
Discovery
Thank
Channel
you.
For this. There does not need to be a show where it is forced to happen.
Yeah, but then I have to like see
that's
the,
animal fighting.
I can
the
see
entire
this on
creature's
that's
life cycle.
Illegal.
I have to learn about ecosystems.
No,
there's just like a four-word.
Oh, it's educational, is
what
you're
saying. I want to learn the answer to.
Can they do it?
This is something that you could show in biology class when the teacher is hungover to educate your students
for a small fee.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how fired up would inner-city kids be for a 30-minute episode of "Can It Be Raped?" And they're just like laying money, betting their lunch money, like can an octopus get an orangutan, stuff like that. And like, you know, give one of them a head start. We
oh,
can get
terrifying.
Into handicapping it.
It's absolutely terrifying.
I found a octopus. Loophole. She can't really get mad about animal rape.
Oh, no, I'm getting mad about
Octopi
it.
Octopi are
You're
disgusting.
Off my list. I'm very upset right
are
now.
You?
What is
you
wrong
never
with
met
you people?
You've never mentioned that before. Sorry, I didn't know it was
oh,
off limits.
We've never talked about how bad it would be to force animals to rape each
oh,
other.
Not force.
Oh, we're not forcing
Not forcing.
Them. No, a little Spanish fly. Little Coors Light.
What is Spanish fly? You mean like the breed of fly? That can't do anything.
It's an aphrodisiac that they sell in like crappy Texaco bathrooms right next to like the French ticklers. So you can just
I don't
go
know
home
that
and
is
have a ball
in,
of an Eve
yeah,
by
honestly,
yourself.
Honestly, I don't want to.
No, we're not forcing the animals. We just put them in a box together and let nature take its course.
Okay, probably nature is just going to be that one of them kills the other and then you're...
Would
you're,
you prefer
and
that
then
to them
does
perpetuating
it?
Animal
And then
cruelty?
Does it, Butters? Is that what you want?
Is really? Do you prefer that to
yep.
two different species working out their differences and
yep.
making love?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
I'm just going to agree so this segment can be over.
Oh,
that's what I'm going to do.
Sorry.
Butters, killing yes, rape no. We're going to put that on your business card.
Some people don't deserve to live.
It's on a t-shirt.
That would be a great t-shirt. Why aren't we making shirts? I have shirt hookups.
We have shirts.
I have shirt people. Oh, that's
We're
right. We're
gonna
we
make
do.
Better ones.
Yeah, they're those weird ones where you buy them for like $29, and I guarantee you the logo peels.
We need
off
a hookup so we can hook you guys up.
There are guys out there. Who's our man?
We don't want to charge people.
Who does
too much.
The Three Mics podcast? Brian Bolte, is that it?
Yes.
Why isn't his name Mike? That's misleading.
Chokes on Ritalin.
Chokes on Ritalin. He bought a
That's
shirt.
Our man, yeah.
We didn't buy a shirt. He bought a shirt. He believes in us
we
more than
we
believe
one.
In us.
At BTB10 says,
Aw, no
lol,
one's...
no one's naked.
Not yet.
Oh, see, it did sucker people in.
I know. It always does. That's like when we did...
Hold on.
You remember when we put Eva's
I'm
jugs
gonna...
as,
oh,
the,
yeah, yeah.
as the very first frame?
I'm doing a Janet Jackson on the cover of Rolling Stone. Does
we jumped
work?
To like 200 people in like 5 seconds.
Okay. Do you know
you
why?
Freaks on Periscope, what is wrong
know,
with you people?
Like, hey.
Because we
go to Red tube or whatever it's called.
Reddit?
Like,
it's so involuntary. It's so insidious and involuntary just what it does to see pictures of nudity.
Naked people.
It shuts my brain down. Like, I'll get follows about once a week from, like, an obvious cam bot. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Where it's like, oh, Sophia Smiles followed you. And I'm like, okay, let's see Sophia and her smile. And she's like, you want to see more of my smile? Go to, you know, camhose.com.
Oh, my God. Like, follow back.
And then you click on the first picture, and it's just her naked, and she's obviously some cam model or some junk. Or it's just like a motley crew of nude photos. Like, it's an Asian girl that followed you, and it's a nude black chick. And you're like, oh, this isn't, you're getting sloppy, dude. I still go through, like, 100 of the photos before I'm like, haven't I hit my limit? I was here to make fun of this.
You've got
to
find the
one. And instead, I've given it 50
clicks. And your animal brain
took
over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is wrong with me? Really? Is there just no willpower? That's how I know I would die if we lived in a world where they actually had the Star Trek crap, like the holodeck. Like, I would just have sex with holograms all day. They would find me looking like King Tut's corpse 2 weeks later. Or if we had the food.
That's how you have sex with powder.
The food machine. Where you just press a button and delicious food comes out. How would you handle that?
I would die of consumption not the old-fashioned kind.
Exactly. Not the sexy coughing to a handkerchief. And it's like, are you okay, Doc Holliday? It's like, yeah, I'm still down for one more shootout, boy.
Why did they always want to keep their TB secret? Did you ever notice that?
Oh, yeah.
No one wants to disclose the
There's
fact
no
that
TB
they have-
pride back then. They needed a little millennial gumption. They just, yeah, like a t-shirt, like TB positive and proud and little blood spatters on it. Nope, everyone was just coughing into their kerchief like, I'm fine, don't look at that. My molar fell out.
Oh no, my lung.
Yeah, I'm Huckleberry. That is my TB impression.
No. They didn't have an International TB Day.
They didn't. They should have tweeted about it more back then. That's how I feel.
They well, didn't. Was your animal brain taken over with the recent Kim Kardashian snafu?
Oh, the Kim Kardashian, it was. I was duped again.
So duped.
Because I'm screwing off on CNN, which really isn't news, let's be honest. There's a whole lot of like, guess what happened in Florida today?
It's newsfotainment is what it is.
Sure.
Wake up, sheeple.
Wake up.
Not like you, Alex Jones, Infowars.com. So I was clicking through CNN, and they're like, Kim Kardashian Instagrams a full frontal nude. Now, there's not a lot that grabs my attention, but they managed to. And even in the back of my head the whole
Surprised
time, I'm
it was
like,
that one.
I thought Instagram frowned on this, like, did not Rihanna get in trouble or like get booted from Instagram for
right.
pulling out her jugglins? So
her, did she
her jugglins
because they're smaller than Kim Kardashian, so it's a diminutive.
I see.
Jugglets.
So her juggalos or juggalettes. So I'm like, something's fishy here,
so down.
But I'm going to get to the bottom of this by clicking to this quote-unquote full nude picture, and we see Kim,
this one, right?
Yes, we can put it on the website, and it's her with her like big hips out.
Oh yeah,
because I'm a fan of Kim's hips. Her dumper's like all fake, so I'm not so big on that. It's not a volume issue. I'm not the white guy adjusting his tie and Baby Got Back. I can handle big ass. I like big ass, but hers is like she got lipoed through here really obviously, and then they just chucked that in her ass cheeks. Like it's just pure. It's just pure volume. Her
just
ass
got
cheeks
squeezed like a Go-Gurt tube.
Yeah, her ass cheeks are like my trash bag when I finally relent and I take it out. Like, it's filled up once and I'm like pressing it down and I'm like, there's like a half trash can there. I love Mother Earth. Can't take this out.
Mm-hmm.
Fill it up again. Squeeze it down again. And by the time you actually take it out, there's like a paper towel tube sticking out the top, multiple beer bottles. God knows, like, you press down on it, something wet touches your hand. You're like, well, can't use that for the rest of the day.
Terrible.
She got a trash booty.
Yeah, and it's just bursting at the seams. That's Kim Kardashian's ass. But it's all fat instead of beer bottles and paper towels. They just pumped it full
just
of fat.
Just one of those barges floating.
Yeah, exactly. Like little rats dancing on it, like the end of The Departed. But I'm great with her from the front. Like, she got a nice boob job. She's starting to get the Joan Rivers face. She's
of the too much work.
Oh, boy. She's knifing it up a lot. So I was not happy because, yeah, there's these huge black bars like her breasts and vagina were the eyes of a woman in an Asian porno. And I felt gypped. Not going to lie. But that said, the body's back together. I would still deign to have sex with a celebrity.
Absolutely. You would?
I would.
You would have sex with Kim Kardashian?
I'm Christ-like.
Really, what are you? I don't even know how to
Didn't take
process.
You for that kind of guy, John.
I'd go out on a limb and throw it a bone.
I'm a little upset with the tabla. I think the bars were still too big.
Gigantic.
I was like, come on.
So did she grammed the bars? She added the bars herself?
I guess.
Yes,
I didn't know there's not. Is there a bar feature?
No, I think probably her assistant helped her.
Like, her entire life is taking selfies and photos, and this is the best angle.
I would take that job.
She did release a 2-part book called Selfie, where it was a compilation of her own selfies.
I have never in my life taken, like, a non-propped selfie. I hate looking at myself. Like, I look at myself to make sure there isn't a gigantic booger in my beard.
Like Ted Cruz.
And I screw that, yeah. And I screw
and
that up a lot,
it.
Like Ted Cruz. I don't do that part so much. I've never eaten bagage to this day.
Or on TV.
But yeah, I look at the mirror and I'm like, God, you ain't getting any younger or any prettier. Are you, fatty? And then I just like flick
so
my
I use
nipple.
The filters. That's what the filters are for.
Yeah, I don't, like, maybe you have to be attractive to like taking selfies or something. I don't know. But this is where I feel pretty.
I will take
when I'm talking.
I will take one with someone else.
You got a face for
it's
radio,
not a selfie.
Kid.
That's
I guess it's not.
Usy. That's true.
Oh, good. That's
But a bod for sin.
Or a Wii.
Vavavoom.
Oh God.
A Wii, like the Nintendo system.
Yep.
So
all of us.
Yeah, the whole Kardashian thing. I'll say this, man.
Oh, originally I had trouble.
I'm sorry, not that piece.
I had trouble finding the photo.
Because
I wasn't actually sure what it was.
It was
difficult.
Because
I saw it in tweets, and they were like, oh, she did a nude photo. If you Google Kim Kardashian nude selfie, results are endless. And I was like, I don't know which one of these.
They said it was on her Instagram.
Doesn't that make it less special then? If she's just always doing
yeah.
it?
Well, I mean, I've seen her take a rod.
It's true.
Have I not? At least one
rod.
Oh,
yes. The thing that started this whole garbage
I've seen her get gutted out. And it was not the best. She looks like a dead fish of a lay, which, I mean, isn't the worst. Like, if you're looking down at that beautiful woman, you're like,
Paris did it better.
It'll still happen. Yeah, Paris looked like she worked for it, man.
At least tried.
And that night vision gave it a cool look.
It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little Zero Dark 30.
Here's yeah, exactly. The end looked like a Bin Laden headshot. My question to you: there was always I don't
Cut
even want to
so
say it was
many
a
hearts
rumor
for that you bastard.
It was stated like it was fact that the end of the Kim Kardashian sex tape concluded with like a golden shower. Is that true? I never saw that part. They're like it had a quote unquote wet ending, and then they're like. P.S. That means Ray J pissed on her.
Threw in a Kobe?
P.S. Indeed.
Oh. I don't know. Yeah.
P.S. I never saw that part of it, nor would I really want to. I don't get into the whole yellow treats thing.
You know who was into that?
Who?
Hitler.
What?
Was he?
With his third cousin or whoever.
I've read a lot about him. I didn't know he was into the Tinklies.
Like, yep.
Just recently I heard he had a teeny weeny. Yeah.
Why we got
it? You didn't need
critique.
To put a bar over it.
Like, there's so much valid stuff. I feel like we're missing the point when people are.
Why are you guys hating on
Hitler?
Hitler
had one ball. I'm like, can we focus on the whole like killing a billion Jews or whatever?
We focused on that. Like,
yeah, already.
Do we
Let's
have to knock the guy's nuts?
Can we have some fun?
Let's talk about the psychology behind someone who can kill 14 million
like
people.
Like Mussolini had bad cuticles. Well, there's more.
He was always chewing on them from the anxiety of.
He also
yeah.
took a lot of selfies.
I can see Stalin's roots. It gets old, man. Like. The whole Hitler had one ball and banged his cousin. I don't know.
And pissed on her.
But back to the...
Oh, he wasn't the pissy. He was the pisser.
Oh, actually, I don't know.
Oh, if he was the pisser, then that's like even more dominant.
Yeah.
Like, that makes you sound even more badass. Like, you don't even have to be in it. If
yeah,
you're just like some
so
girl...
so badass to pee on people. Oh my God.
I
sign
mean,
me up.
I mean, if I had to get to the pearly gates and make a case for myself, like why I deserved in, like at least in the top three is going to be like one time. I'm not saying I ruled the world, God, but one time this girl had me pee on her. And he would be like, you are badass, dude, and fist bump it.
I used to rule the world. Yeah. Seas would rise when I peed on girls.
Nice.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Look at her. Nas's freestyle. You
coming up, girl.
Nothing on that.
You coming up.
Nothing on that. Yeah, so I'm full circle on the Kardashian thing. Because I remember when she was first on the scene. And a lot.
Back
I was,
before she was cool?
I was totally into her before all those other guys were into her.
Totally.
Literally. I was like, that is like a great looking woman. She has those dark features. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan. And
I'm a fan of that genre of woman.
Yeah, she's got the T's and the A's, and it's all good. And you kids, I know you're into the low
the
hands
look
now,
too.
And you're into the
speaking of
that
genocide
Armenian look.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
It's just dark look. Yeah. She could be in Latin or whatever the hell, Greek. It's all the same junk ish.
Yeah, it's all Greek
almost.
To you.
There
you
go.
Yeah. So I was like, man, she's got it way over Paris Hilton and that Lindsay Lohan character.
Looks wise, yes.
And then she got like huge, and that, and also came to the forefront that like me looking the way I do, and not just I could get in the best shape possible and have several million in the bank and be famous, and she still wouldn't be attracted to me for one reason. I'm dancing around.
Oh, I still think you could have nailed it.
I'm white.
I'd say you can.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen Kanye's jowls?
His jowls?
His jowls. No. I mean, he's not an attractive guy. I mean, well,
not
he's
really.
Super, super famous, so I guess
he's also
he kind of trans.
Crab crazy.
That. Yeah. I don't think
Kanye is particularly attractive. I think Jay-Z is a turtle mutant.
Yes.
Like, I think Jay-Z.
He's like halfway transformed. Like, didn't
literally
quite
was
it.
Created by mutagen and answers to a rat in a kimono.
Answers to Pizza Rat.
That is how much Jay-Z is a turtle being. He has a sai, a bow, a nunchuck, and a katana. Good, I named all four of their weapons.
Those are all four of his albums.
Yeah. So, but he's black and he's successful. So I think that's whatever reason Kim swings that way. I don't give a crap. But
well, she never dated Jay-Z, did she?
No, she did Kanye, and now they're married-ish.
Yeah, I know
married.
About that.
Yeah,
they're married.
They have babies and stuff.
Yes.
But, like, every guy she's been with more or less is black. Like, one time they're like, oh, she went out to Spago with Nick Lachey for 3 hours. That proves she isn't totally into black guys.
Well, here's my thing. If a black woman only ever dates black men, no one makes a fuss about it, right?
For a couple reasons.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's that weird.
I don't think it's weird when anyone stays within their race. I don't think anyone would take note of that. And
I'm saying I don't think it's weird that Kim has only dated black guys.
I think it's slightly weird. Like if I was like, I've only been with Asian women, you'd be like, really?
Well, there would be probably some freaky reasons behind that.
What, like the little basket trick?
What?
I don't know. Google what? It.
No.
I can't talk about
I refuse
that.
To. I don't even know.
So, that's, I do find it fascinating when someone like stays completely outside their race. Like, at least throw your own dudes some bones once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it. Like, if you have a preference, go to that 50%, 75% of the time. Throw your own folks a bone once in a while.
What would you say your pie chart looks like?
In terms of my actual history of, like, penetrato or dating or what?
Yeah, the penetrato.
Penetrato.
My favorite musical term.
God, I would say like mostly like blonde and brown haired white chicks, couple, maybe like one or two Asians, one or two black girls, one or two Latinas. I got like a little something of everything.
Okay.
I don't think I've done an Eskimo. I don't have the patience to train dogs to sled down and make that a thing. And one girl's like part Native American, so I'll count that.
No.
Oh, she was like a quarter.
That's not one of those things. Like,
I don't
want
to go
my great great grandmother was a Cherokee.
Look at those
princess.
Cheekbones. Look at those cheekbones. They don't lie. They don't lie. Yeah, so I've never like gone on reservation. So that would be about it. And you know what? If I have an Eskimo, I'll just put it all in one big Indian igloo and say I've had that too.
Good luck.
That's about it. How about you, Butters?
Yep, just white dudes.
You
but I am not. I am not opposed. I guess it's just kind of like who you tend to end up hanging out with, which makes sense.
Yeah, I don't see that as racist because yeah, you're white. You're just all hanging out with white folks a lot of time. That too. Yeah, I.
Where are you?
Yeah, I dicked off online a lot, and then I just got bored. And I'm like, I'm done clicking the S on the white chicks. Let's branch out.
You can if you want.
And you know what? A gay old time, and it's all the same.
I say that like it's easy.
It's all the same.
That's beautiful.
You get the same old BS from
any girl. Whole human rainbow.
Yeah, it's just all the same BS. If you, I don't get anyone that fetishizes any race. They're all the same junk. All the same crap. You introduce me to a race of women where they really don't give a damn, and you can go out and be a sly, promiscuous flesh fox. I was just going to say fox, but then I did that callback.
Oh, Lord. You don't see vagina color.
Now I won't see
it. I really don't. To quote Kids in the Hall, it's all pink on the inside.
Nom, nom, nom.
And to quote my dad, it's all black in the dark. That was a little wisdom chucked my way as we watched Salt and Peppa's Shoop together. Oh, I was about 10.
Really?
Yeah, he was a good one. Because he was like watching that. He'd watch Univision. And I'm like, you just don't really care, do you? He's like, no. Whatever. He was a sailor. He was
as long as it's got a fat booty.
Pretty much, yeah. So
I'm kind of that way.
Back to you have a preference. Do you care to talk about it? Or do you want to meekly say,
no, meh. I don't.
Meh. You gave me an
answer. I don't wish to.
Like I was asking my 4-year-old Tyler if he wanted to go to GameStop or Chuck E. Cheese. Meh. Both.
Sure.
Tyler?
Chuck E. Cheese is the obvious answer.
Tyler, do you want to go to the dentist or the...
You want to get me in trouble?
Yeah.
Meh. Or Disneyland.
Yeah, exactly. Meh.
Yeah. Whatever.
Cody, I bought you this snowboard and also this iPad. Which do you want to play with first?
That's meh. A white kid.
Meh. Thanks. That's your new radio name. Meh. Pete Meaby.
Oh, because I won't talk about it?
Meh. Yeah. Yeah, volunteer a little.
I guess statistically, it would be Latin.
See? That's interesting. Is that not interesting?
I don't think it's interesting. I just, you know.
I like that the man has a preference and goes for it because I have a preference for, like, darker brunettes, and yet I just end up with, like, Appalachian white trash because those are the ones that will do me for a bump.
Yeah.
Oh,
but you can make anything a profile.
Your life rocks.
Meth. All right.
Come out to good old West Virginia,
it's
John.
It's funny to me that Pete
is lining up
out there and just getting down with the brown.
That'd be me.
Look at you sharing.
But I heard
show.
You got a lot of penis this weekend.
So what? To speak.
What?
Let me explain.
Butters had her Casbah rocked? Let me smell your fingers. No, wait. It doesn't work that way.
Well,
it can.
Oh!
Stuck it straight down the pee hole.
Oh, God.
Oh, good Lord.
Wow. Is that what you millennials do? Okay.
Yeah. It's about time a woman entered a man.
Ew.
So Usher's one of my friends is having a bachelorette party this coming weekend.
Okay.
And
wait, how old is she before she's throwing away her life?
She is 23.
Okie dokie.
Been there,
so
done that.
Your first job. Yeah, that's another thing you can't talk about.
Well, I can.
Hey, Pete, talk about your marriage. Meh.
Well, you know.
Meh.
They're high school sweethearts.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How old is he? 23 as well?
Same. Yeah. Same age.
So they've only been with each other?
For like 6 years-ish. Oh, since junior year of high school, and we all just graduated.
They don't
college.
Listen to the show, right? God forbid any of your friends do that.
Hey, I support
it. That
you
nice.
Guys can say whatever you want about the situation.
That's true.
Cool.
All right, kids. I don't mean to be the old prophet here. Think of me as the old black guy in Bullworth. Just, I'm the magical Negro, except I'm white.
The and harbinger.
I'm coming out and I'm saying, you will regret this. I mean, go for it. Don't get me wrong. Go for it. It's adorable what you're doing.
God, I miss
but
Maya.
At about 30, you, the girl, not even saying it's just the dude. You there, girl. That's my Jimmy Glick. You will wake up one day and you would think to yourself, what does another man feel like? And it will start as a seed, and it will blossom into a tree, and that tree will bear penis-shaped fruit. All the different penises that you could have seen in your lifetime.
Well, listen.
After a while, you will want to pour Clorox in your eyes before you stare at your man naked again. You will be like, this again. You know what? I love, and I mean love, mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Tulips.
If you told me I could only have mint chocolate chip ice cream for the rest of my days, about 6 years later.
6 years, that's a long time.
I could make it work for about 6 years. I would take a cleaver to my left pinky, Yakuza style, to sniff a butter pecan, to sniff a cherry vanilla, something I wouldn't have put a cigarette out on if I had my normal ice cream druthers. But after 6 years,
some rocky road,
my pores are turning green. I'd do anything for you. Could give me one of those
right now.
Creepy ice cream flavors that they make news stories out of on occasion. We're like, we have pickle ice cream, we have calamari ice cream. I'd be eating any of it. Oh God, I would be like Tom Hanks coming home after Castaway, eating that just because 6 years with mint chocolate chip. No, thank you. So at 23, I know you think you've seen it all, you've done it all. I know you think you got a lot of perspective, and you do. You do.
Good luck.
Do you know how long you're going to live? Do you understand that your commitment at 23, like in about 10 or 15 years, for every year of life you've got left, technology is going to be such that you'll be living like 2 years instead of one?
It's an exponential growth.
Are you signing on for 100 years? Of the same sex, 100 years.
You know,
years?
The way they act.
You
yes.
guys can have fun. Go for it, kids. You can always do it again.
And also, this is the reason
take it
that
from
we,
me
that we buy dick shaped things for bachelorette parties,
which
it's,
I find
so we can have lots of fun with penises.
I find that what was the so whole, fun? Do you?
I want to know what the array is. I mean, yeah, that they always get penis shaped
like,
stuff. But they
summarize
really
for those
don't want
at
a
home,
guy
because my mom's listening.
telling
is,
them they look
gladly.
Today.
What is the whole dong thing with the bachelorette party? Because I'm gonna break it down for you. At a dude's bachelor party,
mm-hmm.
if someone busted out a ton of like jug shaped and vag shaped party toys, I'd be like, that's great. Where's the hooker wheel?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
This is adorable. And if we were 12, I'd get a real hoot and a half out of this. Where are the two Asian girls that are going to gargle me?
Maybe because women are not nearly as disgusting as you people.
It's just so fun and campy and cute,
I don't
though,
believe
that
it.
You have
okay.
to do something penis-centric.
So, first of all, both parties of this couple were very firm on the fact that they could not have strippers. No strippers for anyone. No strip club. No anything.
Fun century
very,
ahead of these two sexual very astronauts.
Firm. Quote.
Yeah, here's
don't
the other
bring
thing.
Any strippers.
Here's the other thing. The bachelor party is happening at the cabin next door the same weekend.
Next door?
God.
Yep.
So they can check
those
in
poor
on each
guys.
Other.
Yeah.
It was such a hell being away from you for 2 hours. Oh.
Are you guys going to at least.
Again, all the luck in the
Sadie
world,
Hawkins,
kids, continue.
And go over there and
we,
be
we
like,
are
you
going
know
to
what?
Combine.
We're tired.
Please
we're
tell me at least like one cabin will have sex with the other.
Yeah. We're tired
except
of these gummy dongs.
We like outnumber the dudes 2-1.
That
it's
is
so
even
so
better.
Bachelor
God
party,
intended.
Sorry. And actually, most of the bachelors are taken. So
that's not cabin
not
law.
Not at a bachelor party.
What happens in the woods stays in the woods.
That is the platform that Abraham Lincoln ran on. What happens in the cabin stays in the cabin.
Oh, Lord.
And it did.
But listen, I am just really excited to have a bunch of dick-shaped stuff because it's really fun to go to bachelorettesuperstore.com or whatever and just buy my heart out of things that are shaped like dicks that are not normally shaped like dicks.
Really?
Yeah. For instance,
Like a German Shepherd? Do they breed a dick-shaped German Shepherd?
I would totally buy that dog.
Are you going to drive a dick-shaped Civic?
My Civic is probably pretty dick-shaped already. Okay. If you stare at it at the right angle.
Are you going to inject your insulin with a big dick syringe?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And the little insulin particles are also all dick-shaped.
Oh, wow. I'm getting microscopic with it.
Mm-hmm.
Some dick contact?
Yep. Okay. Except that I have perfect vision. And I do not have the beetus.
Just cosmetic.
So.
Just cosmetic. You know.
But we got some cupcake trays. So we are going to have a decorate your own dick party. That is my idea.
Okay.
We're going to put the decorated dick cakes.
You said cupcake, and I'm just like, are you going to bring us some dicks the next time?
Would you want some?
I'll eat some dicks.
I will definitely make y'all some dicks.
I'm really hoping there's some leftover dicks.
There will not be any leftover dicks. We are going to consume all the dicks.
Are they
going to
be vanilla dicks or chocolate dicks?
We're going to make a variety. And then we're going to have every
kind
of icing color.
To represent the variety she'll never experience sexually?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And then we're going to put the dicks on little plates that are covered in little dicks.
Okay.
It's going to be
great.
This is a
dick-shaped cabin.
We have, you know, ring pops?
Yes.
Dick-shaped.
We have cock ring pops.
Nice.
That are dick-shaped and rainbow.
Okay, but you said cock ring pop.
That is what
like,
the store called
is
them.
It going to actually, is there something vaguely sexual here finally? Is it a lollipop that goes around the dick? You're like, nope, it's just a candy dick.
Exactly.
When you're finished with the lollipop, can you use it as a ring?
For someone who is not super well endowed, yes.
Bring me a couple
but it's
of those.
Probably gonna be. Just
bring them in anyways.
Still covered in saliva.
Just need them for the ring.
We also have a dick ring toss where someone wears a giant dick on their head and we try to toss rings onto said dick.
You know, you could get a real one for that. And then that doesn't even have to be anything like super crazy.
Do you think I would be opposed?
I would just get drunk and scream, I'm the dicknoceros.
To have a giant man with a giant dick, we could toss rings onto him all weekend, just standing in the corner. Come here, dick boy.
Does it have to be a giant man who has the giant dick?
Yeah, preferably.
Okay.
Just so it's not, like, weird to look at, you know?
So, like, the two things that laid siege to that Jon Snow ice wall, those two ice giants, like, that would be your thing?
Not quite, because then
with, like,
they
a
could
big
maul
birch
us.
Dick. Okay.
So I'm not into
did they show
mauling.
Theirs?
They
in
did,
the show?
Actually. The first 8 minutes of that episode, I'm kind of surprised you forgot.
I heard that's in the new Red Band
was just
trailer
them ice giant
well.
Whacking off.
And icicles.
We also have pina colada shot syringes. So we're going to be taking shots out of.
Now, are those filled with seed or like pina colada?
No, we're going to just fill them with whatever we want.
Okay.
They're hollow dicks.
Will you get the other cabin to fill them up?
Call back to the beginning of this episode. I could maybe help you out with those pina colada ones.
Because.
What, you got some spares?
You got some boozy jizz.
This is like a shot.
It's disgusting.
Oh, God, nice. I caught what you did there. 10 seconds too late for it to be funny.
We did have some runner-ups, ass. Though.
I no, almost that was on me, not you. Yours was funny. Jeez, all right.
I take it personal.
Sensitive
stop
salad.
Fighting. Remind me of my parents who got divorced.
Except we're
or
fully
about
clothed
dicks.
While we fight.
Oh, God. That's gross. Disturbing.
Well, I guess that's a Mediterranean thing, fighting in your underwear.
Not us wasps.
We're not really human.
We keep things buttoned up. But we did have some runner-up items that I thought maybe, you know, I would love to spend money on this. But
is there anything even vaguely sexual? Like, did you guys get some dick-shaped dildos that you'll be using?
No, we are having a lingerie shower, though.
Okay.
So, and we, the thing is,
you
know, like,
are you going to periscope this?
A slumber party?
No! No. I thought for like a split second about getting her a vibrator.
I was gonna
but,
say, you should get her something.
Well, you know, I feel like some of the people at this bachelorette party are not into like, let's get crazy. Like one of them says, I don't drink to excess in a reply all email to the entire party.
So I'll just
like,
shoot them
okay.
in space. Good lord. You said there's
blanking.
Like 2-1
that's cool.
girl ratio. Bury those up to their necks and just dig them out at the end of the weekend. And then the rest of you girls just go and screw the guy cabin.
Yeah.
Go and get you some, Butters.
I will, except none of the folks at the bachelorette party are all that appealing.
Celebrate.
One is a D-bag, one is a psychopath, and one is getting married soon. And
not yet.
Sounds like they would never find my body.
Set them straight, butters.
No, it just sounds like a horrible game of Clue. The D-bag did it with the candelabra in
with the
cabin. The
dick-shaped shot syringe.
The dick candelabra in the dick library.
It left the most curious impression in her flesh.
Now, I find this so funny because women, it shows the difference in the sexes that women can take, like, really our only sex object that we're packing on our body. I guess we have abs and ass and blah, blah, blah. But they take the dick, they reduce it to something comical that they titter about. And there's nothing sexual about it, too. Yeah, it's this weird, it's like how you would act if you saw, like, the University of Georgia mascot. It's just like, look at this adorable bulldog.
It's hairy dog.
I've never been celebrated like that. It's just not fair.
I never will. Just if you're holding out for that, die now. It's never going to happen.
Well, that doesn't happen when you get married?
I don't know. Maybe if you went to, like, Japan in the 1500s and they would worship
you.
You could
still get it now. You're like Tommy Lee.
You got enough yen?
Tommy Lee Jones.
My point is, that is like the unrestrained girl party. They just want to do dick-centric things, even though, like, really a dick doesn't hold a ton of sway for a girl. Like, they'd rather, like, you be tall. They'd rather you have abs. They'd rather you have, like, a pretty face. Like, they're not cool with, like, microphallus, but as long as you've got enough to operate
down
there.
Can you blame us?
They're like, whatever. But, like, a guy, meanwhile, the guy's, you know, event version of this event.
The cabin next door.
The cabin next door should be not fake boobs, but, like, real boobs on a stripper. And instead of, like, ha ha ha, boobs, it would just be, like, guys silently staring at them, nursing a hard-on, like, trying to get a turn. Yeah, seeing if they can mac on the stripper and get some. It's a very... The difference in the sexes is pronounced. I'm the first person to point this out. I think I'm breaking some great new comedic turf here.
I'm actually getting a call from NASA right now. They want me to put you on pronto.
Okay.
So we can do that after
the show. They just won't put me in space for a year or two.
Yep. Scott Kelly style.
Sever all communications.
Yeah, I mean, here's the weird thing about the guy's side of that is, why would you want to be in a room with presumably a lot of your close guy friends all, like, jacking off to the same person or whatever it is you do with strippers?
Would you do that in the same room?
I'd say that is weird until the girl walks in and then it makes sense.
Let's get this party started. Oh, there's a girl here.
It's the same thing that I don't get why guys watch
porn
together.
Be nice,
guys. You know? Like, why would you?
As soon as I could get porn on my own, I stopped. Like,
it was just a junky thing. Like, oh, my boob fix. Fine. Hey, Mitchell.
Like, okay, when we were
kids. They're going to rent porn, at least.
Yeah, right? And it was like, I had one buddy who knew how to, like, pound on the side of his cable box long enough to unscramble the Spice Channel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
I called it Squiggle Vision.
That's how old we are.
I don't even understand.
You don't remember?
Most of the words you just said
to me.
Look into the face of death.
That's definitely
my friend would telegraph me.
I'm not going to get old.
And I would climb into the wagon and hitch my pony to it. And we would go to his house. And then his teleradio picture machine would bring us Spice. No. God, how many times can I go, as a break? What a horrible crutch.
We're going to make a compilation video.
Kill me now. Oh, just,
and then auto-tune it.
I do it in enough different tones you wouldn't need
it'll
the auto-tune.
Go viral.
I think you need to sway these ladies. I mean, do they plan Do they plan on... Do any of them have an inkling going over to the guy's cabin? Because why would they be so close? Like, that's just
Oh, yeah,
unfair.
No, we're going to have one night where we all combine.
Ah, Cabin Beaver. I like it.
Good one. We're definitely confiscating the phones of the betrothed, though, because, like, they're... It's already, like, a little weird that this is how this is going down, the last night of freedom or hurrah or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not allowed to sleep in the same bed during your respective bachelor and bachelorette parties. It's not going to happen, so we're going to confiscate their phones. And tough cookies. Tough dick-shaped cookies.
To the dude out there, do something fun. Do something, like, actual fun. Because
they were going to go on a hike, but now it's supposed to rain.
A hike.
Mm-hmm.
A friggin' hike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, kid, life isn't a porno. You're not going to come across like five co-eds bathing in a spring.
And then come across them.
Go to Backpages. go to Craigslist, find something and make it happen. I don't care if you need to pack some coke.
But that's cheating.
It's not cheating till there's a ring.
That's not true. That is not true at all. It actually, I mean, like,
that is literally in the Bible, I think.
I wouldn't care about a stripper. If you were literally effing someone else, that's cheating.
Hand stuff? Gray. Yes. Gray.
No, like watching someone and not touching them, and then like, I don't even want
to. Okay, see, that's funny to me. How about no touching, but she's grinding on you during the dance? Puritan!
I know. It's. I feel like that would be acceptable.
Okay.
Because it's like
that's
a passive,
the right answer.
It's a passive thing. That's, you know, you're not going
that's
out.
That's the start of the right answer.
I'm just saying. I wish them all the best. And I do wish that for the guys' sake they were doing something a little rowdier, a little crazier. But honestly, I don't even think he would want that. I think he would be uncomfortable.
You know when he will want that? 10 years from now.
Yeah.
We shall see.
10 years from now.
I'll set a calendar invite right now.
Every
we're check in.
Beer he stares into the back of, he will see a vision of what could have been. And he will shed one
But
tear.
He's going to get true love out of it instead and his soulmate. So.
Ugh, way to queer it up. Way to queer it up, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Well, the whole marriage thing, even I'm what, 20 years older, 40 years older than them?
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Even then.
Several decades.
That just panics me. And they're 23 and they're going to do it.
Yep.
Are you at least allowed to go on Tinder and pretend you're single to get nudes?
No. That's okay. Definitely cheating.
Okay. Well, then you kids are not using technology to its fullest. And enjoy your hellish life of
when
not seeing anyone else naked.
We will
learn to use technology.
I know that's the one complaint everyone has about us is that we are such Luddites.
I'm telling you
know, we are never on our phones.
150 years from now, when those two are still alive as heads in jars, they're gonna stare at each other and say, "I'm so goddamn sick. I wish I still had my body so I could get some strange." But they can't. They're just going to be heads in jars.
It sounds like you're
at
least trying to move it in the right direction. But you can see
their marriage? Me single-handedly pushing that boulder up there?
No, that aside. No, not worried about that.
Okay.
The party, at least. At a minimum.
Yeah.
So,
no,
I think you're doing
a
good job, and you should be congratulated.
I
want to
get weird.
Oh, yeah. Look at him. Look at Pedro Positive over there in the HIV sense. Yeah, congrats. Congrats. Look at you doing stuff.
Me and my
dicks. You're working your butt off.
Me and my multitude of dicks.
So much dickage.
Mm, can't wait. I'll take pics. Send
of
them
the
to
dicks.
You guys. Yeah. Are y'all dick on pics. Snapchat? I can dick snap you.
I was on it
you're
for like
the one
maybe
person
2 hours.
I'm going to add who will send me innocent stuff and I'll be cool with it. I had like a first Snapchat name that actually had my like legit name and I had like dude friends adding me. And then they just send like pictures of them during their day. I'm like, do you know what this is for? Like, I feel like you're the kid in Parenthood grabbing the vibrator and they're like, look at the electric ear cleaner. Because that's not what you're supposed to Snapchat.
Well, now it's just for, you know, sharing fun things throughout your life. So.
Yeah.
I mean, fun as I define
fun
it.
Things.
Come on. We'll be Snap friends. It'll be great.
Snap me.
I will.
I'll give it to you off air because I don't want any of these savages.
Oh, it's like,
know
did
we
want to share it? Yeah.
No, it is not related
to my. Those
would
be some legit dicks
any
coming
Papa's
in hot.
Basement. Yeah. Oh God, are you kidding me? The people that this show appeals to, it would be nothing but spread AH. Be like, oh, I went to Chili's the night before. Enjoy.
Good margaritas.
One solid baby back rib coming out.
Oh,
undigested.
So that's what they do in the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we can punch out. Are we going to top the dicks?
Did the Wait, marriage thing just completely bum you out?
Next time.
What? No. Oh, now he's Pete passive aggressive.
It's not me. I wanted to congratulate somebody.
Who are we congratulating?
On a job well done.
Oh, she said not to jinx it and mention it.
Look at that cat running around that we just let out of the bag.
We didn't let crap out of the bag yet.
Did you guys talk about this when I was out of the room?
No, you were
Do
here.
Do you guys talk when I'm gone?
You were definitely here.
You were right there.
Someone's not being a good active
listener. Was I looking
listener.
At my phone? Because it's not fair if I was looking at my phone.
You were looking at all the dicks that got sent to you on Snapchat by our listeners.
Dick snap, dick snap.
It crashed my phone.
Yeah, she don't want to talk about it.
No, we talk about what?
Okay, ooh. Look, Butters got hired to work at TGI Fridays, and it's great.
I did that.
That's why we made the crude Chili's joke at the end. They're our greatest competition.
Down Chili's. That is endless the apps. Cowboys to endless.
I don't our want my baby back.
That's why you mentioned the ribs, exactly, yeah. Coming out of asses. That's what happens if you eat at Chili's. You can even have shrimp. Next day, a big pork rib is coming out of your ass. That's how they do things at the old Pepper. So, yeah. Congrats, Butters. I wish Pete was a better listener.
Thank you. Me too.
I'll be serving up,
honestly,
those endless apps.
Oh, yeah.
Forever.
Those are starting soon. We kind of should be doing that, I feel.
And Shrimp Fest.
We could do that, and then that could be the 500th episode.
Live from us pork dying. Bones.
Live from a TGI Fridays.
All of us dying.
The I like day it. Before, we each eat a whole pig, and then we see how the bones come out and in what order. Oh, my God. And before we go, I just want to offer my condolences to super listener Papa Nick. His madre passed away. It's very sad stuff. And we're all here for you, buddy. And you actually live in the D.C. area, so come out and drink with us.
That'd say be hi.
Nice. Yeah.
You can drink from a penis chalice.
I'll save all of them some, for you. I know that's just what you need right
some
now.
Some spare rings.
Yeah, with some penis colada. And wash it down with some penis cakes. And you know what happens the day after you eat some penis cakes? Pork bone comes out your asshole. Funny how that works. That is just geometry. I think that's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
All right. This was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. They are Pete Maybe.
At Pete Maybe.
And Butters.
At Is Butter Worth It?
Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we have ever done. There's some good stuff, right? The recent stuff is great.
Fantastic.
I feel like we're Metallica during the Master of Puppets era. That's not a reference you would get.
No, it is.
Really?
I just think they're dumb.
Mm.
Uh-oh. Mm. Dead air.
Mm.
Dead anger.
We'll cut that out, I think.
His face is turning red. He's so angry at me. If I'm not on next week, listeners, you know what happened.
Are we talking about Metallica now or Metallica then?
Forever Metallica.
Also, we do the periscopes. So
loud guitars! That's my impression of Metallica.
Hey, I'm trying to produce over here. We do the periscopes, so we also have the YouTubes. Leave us
multiple YouTubes.
We do the YouTubes. You know how I know things. God. Also, subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on iTunes, leave us a review.
iTunes reviews would be great.
We're also on Stitcher if that's something you're into. I'm on Stitcher.
It's an app. It's not like a weird porn thing.
No, I'm just saying I use it.
Okay. The way you phrased it.
I'm on Stitcher.
If that's something it's you normal. Do, I don't judge. I'm
the
very
tweets.
Stitcher positive. All right. Till the next one.
You know what I meant.
We're out of
Tinder.
Here.
Peace.
We are Kardashians, and in this family, being a good person and a loyal friend is more important than being famous. Fame is fleeting. It's hollow. It means nothing at all without a virtuous heart.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.